So my first question is, what do you think about this place you live in?
It's a nice place.
Nice place. Why is it nice?
Anybody else can answer that too, remember?
Yeah. It's a good answer.
Oh, this is how you make them quiet. You just turn on a recording machine. It's that simple.
Not normally.
You should do this every week.
It's a nice, fairly community.
Okay, I'm going to ask all of you the same question, I think. I'm just going to go around and ask a question. Which is, I've got a couple of questions, but let's just start with this one. I'm going to start with you because you look like the kind of person that just wants to go first. Tell me, what's your favourite place in Abbeywood or Thamesmead? What's your favourite location? Where do you like to hang out?
Probably here, and the other youth club that I go to called XLP.
Okay, what do you like about the youth clubs?
I feel like I can be myself and have like loads of fun doing activities and making new friends.
Cool. Thanks a lot. What's your favourite place in Abbeywood or Thamesmead?
My house.
Your house. What do you like about being in your house?
My bed is in my house. And I like to sleep.
You enjoy being cosy in bed?
I don't think the recorder can hear you. Talk louder.
I think it can. This is very, very sensitive. It's fine. That's a good answer. I like
but
it.
But she's still being too quiet for my liking.
Well,
their
sisters not just for you.
Their sisters are home.
Favourite place?
Here and at home.
Here and at home. So here at the youth club. What do you call this youth club tonight?
TYM.
TYM. What does that stand for?
Trust your mother.
Trust your mother.
Transforming young minds.
Transforming young minds, thank you. Okay. So here or at home, you said, didn't you, as well?
And why the two different places? What's the difference?
At home,
yeah.
You can spend fun time. Here, you can see friends.
Cool.
Yeah.
Family time at home. Have you got any pets?
Yeah, a dog.
A dog. Yeah, maybe don't put that over your mouth.
A what?
Yeah, we got a dog.
Dog.
A dog. We got a dog.
What's your dog called?
Rocky.
Rocky the dog.
Rocky Mark.
Do you walk Rocky yourself?
No.
Is it a big dog, small dog?
Big dog.
Breed?
Staffordshire.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
And so the same question, where do you like being and what's your favourite place? Where do you like to hang out?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Do you hang out anywhere?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know.
You do?
Just say it or us. Where are you hanging out right now? Where are you going to sleep?
Your house.
There your answer is.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Do you like her dog? Do you like her dog?
The problem is the recorder can't hear knobs.
Okay. Remind me of your name.
Charlie.
Where do you like being?
My uncle's.
Your uncle's place?
Yeah.
What's cool about that?
Seeing family.
Yeah?
Yes,
it's your turn.
We're like chilling at the park.
Chilling at the park.
So I'm really surprised that no one else said the park.
Yeah.
I thought loads of people would say that. I thought you'd talk about kind of playing
and
games or being outside.
And football.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us about it. Tell us about the park and football.
I play football in Thamesmead.
Yeah.
And I go to the park in Abbeywood. Yeah.
Are you any good?
Yeah.
I thought you were.
Quite good, actually.
Yeah.
How about you? No, you have to. Come on.
No, why?
Where's your favourite place to be?
I can't say, someone already told her. At the pub.
That's okay, you can
No,
say
that's
that.
All right. I can understand.
No.
I relate to that.
I'm spending time with my kids, watching my boy play football. I used to watch my daughter do gymnastics, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might still go.
My name is Elaine, and I first came to Thamesmead when I was 16. I used to work on the Adventure Playground on near Southmere. I was about 27. So I started volunteering as at the youth club 6 months, something like that. I actually work at Abbey Wood in the primary school as well, so
Alexander
I'm quite familiar McLeod. With the area.
Alexander McLeod.
Edison, thank you.
Why's the toilet wrong here?
Where do you like to be?
Yeah, carry on.
Okay, where do I like to be?
Lolo.
With the Scullions Park, where all the swans are, and when they nest every spring, that's really good. And walk along the River Thames, that's lovely. And you can walk either towards Woolwich or out as if you're going towards Dartford. Just walk as far as you like.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I'd like to know is, has anyone got a story about anything that's happened to them in Thamesmead that's really surprising? Anything unusual that's ever happened to you here? Or, you know, in Abbey Wood, Thamesmead, this area? Any unusual happenings? Anything funny? Anything strange?
Yeah. Funny.
Yeah, go on then, let's have a funny story.
Ellie here tripped over nothing when she was walking here.
Yeah.
No, it's not here.
We
was walking to her house. She tripped over nothing. She just tripped. She actually just full on tripped. And then
schmuck.
It was with another person. I forgot his name.
Lee, I think.
No. It was with this. I forgot it. We was having a normal conversation. We was going to this shop. They just fell off the curb. I think it was you.
So that one's just like everyone falling over, Grace.
Yeah. That's funny.
I like it. Has anyone else got any stories? Yeah. Why are you being pointed at? Go on.
Why am I being pointed at?
I don't know.
She's pointing at you. So I'm looking at you.
I don't know, I've got a story, but I don't know why she's pointing at me. She wasn't there.
Go on then.
On Halloween, I took my little sister trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
And in this one house we knocked out, for some reason, instead of giving her sweets and stuff, they just gave her this really big balloon. You wasn't there, why are you laughing?
I thought that was your little sister you took.
Cara.
Does anyone else get any stories about anything that's happened to them that are unusual, anything surprising, anything?
Well, I was walking on the sewer bank on my way to work back in the day, and someone shot me with a pellet gun in my leg.
Pardon?
That's Abbey Wood and Thamesmead for you, love.
Somebody shot you with a pellet gun in your leg.
Thankfully, I had jeans on and it sort of like really got a bare bruise. But I mean, you know, they're obviously aiming for me leg and not for my head.
That's how you would
be thankful.
I was shot with a BB gun once.
Did you? What did that feel like?
Didn't even know.
He's odd.
It was in my back.
What about you, Charlie?
Any funny memories, thoughts? No?
I'm hungry now.
Well, you've all got a thing you've just shared that I think you could create an image from.
Yeah, definitely.
I think everyone could create an image from that.
Yeah,
so what about the future? Who wants to stay in Abbey Wood? What's the reaction to that? Use words rather than putting your hand up because it's a recording.
I want to stay in Abbey Wood.
Yeah?
Why?
Because I've lived in my whole life. Oh, I do. Sorry, because I see you, Dad. So anyway. And the other nan.
That's so sassy.
It's because I've got a job here already. Oh, what's your job?
Job here already?
You've got a job lined up?
Yeah. What's your job
go
here?
On,
he ain't got one. I'm going to work in Tesco. That's the
Woolwich.
Yes, there is.
There
is. Loving Co-op. Actually, I might work in the chip shop.
Mm-hmm.
I get free sandwiches.
What would you like to do? Thoughts about where you want to go? You want to be a footballer?
Okay, this is a good question.
Yeah. How about yourself? What do you like to do?
I like to play basketball.
basketball.
I would like to meet Ash Cash.
That's not necessarily something you do, is it? To meet
it all. Is.
I mean, you can do that, but it's not something you can do, call a job. I'm going to meet someone.
If I meet her, I'll get better money.
No, but he's working in the chip shop, we've established that.
Okay,
that's and also being a footballer.
I won't work in the chip shop, I was joking.
You weren't joking, it was co-op.
You could run the chip shop as a football match. That'd be close.
Yeah, you could do that.
So, basketball. Do you play it?
Noise.
Come on, Ellie. What's your future? What would you love to do? What's your dream?
Sharky. I don't know.
I reckon you do.
No, I don't.
Oh, maybe somebody else could tell us on your behalf. What does she want to do with her life?
She wants to be Ash Cash.
She wants to be a professional tripover.
A professional tripover?
Yeah.
Yeah? A professional trip artist?
Yeah, that's her. Me, I'll be a gymnast.
They're called stuntmen, stunt women. Though.
Yeah.
There you go, there's your job. Sitting.
That's your career sorted,
Ellie.
Get
paid to fall over.
Okay, what about yourself?
Probably a gymnastics.
Yeah.
Because I have a very good one.
Gymnastics. So you do gymnastics now, do you?
No, I quit, but I might be going back. Might see me going back.
Okay. Yeah, if that's a future career, you might want to go back. Were you good at it?
Yeah, very good.
Is somebody calling you right now?
No, I'm just putting you.
No, it's my phone,
yeah.
Sorry about that.
All right.
Put it on silent.
And ambitions for the future? Staying in Abbey Wood? Going somewhere else? What do you think?
I don't know.
What do you like doing? What's your favourite subject at school?
My name's Liam.
You said you wanted to be an actor?
Sure.
But what do you enjoy at school? What's your favourite subject area?
Maths
and science.
Science.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Something involving making things or making things happen.
Same question to you,
yeah.
Is that?
Is she gonna get this?
Well, I want to do like one main one and one side. For my main job, like I want to be an actor, like, but not one like filming stuff. I want to do one what's on stage, where people pay to come and watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I have time, I want to be I want to write books and stuff.
That's a good ambition. Brilliant. What would you write books about? What kind of books?
I don't know. I'm already writing one at the moment.
You are.
Oh wow. So you do know. You've already got an idea for
what's
one,
the title?
And you're actually writing
what's
it?
The title of it?
Fire exit.
I've only wrote three, in the middle of chapter three, but I haven't wrote it for a while.
Yeah.
So I need to restart it anyway because I lost a thingy. So.
I love that title, Fire Exit. That's a really cool title because it starts to make you think about why would I need to escape, or is there some, you know, I like it. It's good. I want to read it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in touch.
Could be nothing to do with Fire Exit.
No.
It could just a title that draws you in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it could be.
It does draw you in, definitely.
Right, do any of you have any questions that you want to ask each other that will be on the recording? So you can kind of, because you know things about each other that I don't know and Jono doesn't know. So who wants to ask someone else another question that they have to answer? I thought you'd jump at that because this is your chance to kind of get somebody into a... You're being so polite to each other.
Not
Well, that's why I'm surprised.
Being very polite.
I'm
looking at one worn about.
So you're hungry. What would you like to eat?
Food.
What's your
yeah?
favourite
food? Go on.
What's your favourite food?
I like burger.
What kind of burger? There's loads of different burgers.
Cheeseburger, told you.
Yeah, but would you have it cooked yourself at home? Is that
no,
your favourite?
McDonald's will cook it.
McDonald's, is that your favourite cheeseburger? McDonald's
yeah.
Cheeseburger. And do you have it with fresh onion?
I have triple cheeseburger.
A triple cheeseburger?
Born guts.
So there's a McDonald's in Thamesmead. What other?
There's one in Abbeywood.
Is there as well? Oh, there's two. Oh, spoiled for choice.
Kian's Kitchen.
So what other food places are there that you like around here? Where do you like to get food from around here?
Nom nom nom. Yeah, that's the only place. That's food. No, I like to go to the chicken shop in Abbeywood.
Over the bridge.
No.
The village.
Yeah. That one. Bit weird one. About £7 a meal.
What about time? My mate took to the African Caribbean place.
Oh yeah. We had spicy jello fries.
What was that like?
And my dad's mate son demolished it before I even got my put one in my bit in my mouth.
Really?
He burnt his mouth and was that hot.
Proper spicy food.
The only African Nigerian places. Nigerian took us there after football, but he sees that jollof rice before. He went as spicy this year. I need to drink water. It was nice food, but it's just too hot.
Right, so if anyone's listening to this recording and thinking that they might interpret one of these stories, what do you think they might pick up on? Think about all the things that have just been said. What could you turn into a piece, turn into an image? Something that somebody said, any of the things that anyone said, what would you turn into an image?
What do you mean by that?
What do I mean by that? Do you want to explain it in another way?
Yeah, I've already got an image in my head from the story that was told just now, and that's with you, with your mouth open and a flame coming out of it. Really simple image, but literally the last conversation we've had, it's as simple as that. Any story you've heard can be interpreted visually.
I'll tell you what I would do. I would pick the story of the invisible trip, right?
Yeah.
Which you didn't tell, but it was about you. And I can just, in my head, I can
oh
just
yeah.
see this drawing of this person, like, completely
tripping over nothing.
So that's the story that I would pick up on to make an image.
And the thing
so
I and there's one other thing about the tripping over the nothing that excited me, and it was the fact that that's your favourite place to go. Was nowhere. You didn't know. So you tripped over your favourite place.
So at one point, there was actually just nothing there. It was like this floor, just plain, and she just trips over.
I know, but we've all done it because it's
like two left feet.
Do you remember that moment where you step up the stairs and you think there's one more step and it's not there?
Oh yeah, I've done that
and
last
night.
So I've done that last
we've
night.
We've all done that.
It's got to come out from the pub after 12.
She's just doing it when she's walking on the flat. It's the same thing.
No, I image, you know how I said someone's tripping off the curb?
Mm.
You was there.
Who was it?
It was me, actually. When we went past you on my hoverboard, who was with us? Me, Ellie, and who?
Ava. Megan.
Yeah, it was Megan. Megan tripped over, Megan tripped down a curb, because she had slides on.
She
had
good for tripping up a curb.
And it was...
I tripped up a curb.
Oh yeah, and she tripped up a curb.
So
easy.
So with those examples, have you got any thoughts about imagery?
I'm trying to imagine how you... I can understand how you trip up a curb.
Not me, that's fair.
No, I know.
But I can understand how some...
No,
you close the edge and don't be asked to go down.
No, I can understand. I can understand how you trip up a curb, but how do you trip down a curb?
Imagine tripping down a curb.
You know how you're on the edge?
Yeah, you're on the edge, because I was on the road, because I had a hoverboard. I was on the road. Because there's no cars there.
Imagine that.
Megan was in the middle, she was on the other side, yeah. She was just walking by herself, yeah. She went, you went.
Yeah, but imagine you fell off a curb and fell down the train.
That's falling off a platform.
Yeah, if you fell off a curb, fell down the train, straight into the sewers, you're dead.
Kian, remember when we was on holiday?
My head wouldn't even fit.
Remember when we was down lays down, Kian? And Dan made me, you, Mum and Dad. Walk, Mum's shoe broke, you have to go barefoot.
Oh yeah, I had to give her my shoe.
Cheers, barefoot.
There's the next story. Picture of you walking barefoot.
Yeah. I mean it
on a mountain.
Yeah, it was on a mountain. And you went down there with no shoes. And hurt your foot on a rock.
Yeah.
So it's you leaping down the mountain. With no shoes.
I fell down it.
With blood pouring from your feet. Is that what I'm seeing right now?
I fell down the mountain.
Maybe
a McDonald's at the top of the mountain.
Eating a cheeseburger at the time, was that it?
He fell down to catch the McDonald's one.
Is that how you got down? Someone said there's a cheeseburger at the bottom of this mountain.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
another
it.
Image I can see is your gymnastics. I think that could make a really
I did go, but they didn't do that much. They only done floor, bars and trampoline.
Did you go to ASG?
Yeah,
that's the one I went to. I don't go there anymore.
I might go back there.
Clara
do
goes there.
Do you do competition?
No, I was not in that stage yet.
You need to be in a professional.
I was
you need to be the
chain
highest
group.
No, what were they called? They were there was the reps and then there was the other group, but I don't remember what they were called.
The creps.
Talking about food again.
No, why not? Creps are chains.
It was the pre rep.
No.
Pre
boards.
So
there was people, were like three people, that was...
I don't know, there was, like, there was like the group for the new people, like learning new stuff, and then there was like the higher rank, which already knew how to do it, but were practicing to do it for competition.
When I went, there was three just trying the highest bar and flipping off on the trampoline.
No, that was sick.
The cubes bit?
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, that's what I should say.
Yeah. I don't know who's saying that.
So what's it like being on the bar? Because your balance
it's
has
not even
to be
scary. If you
man
got scared, you
man
are wet. No. You know how mum overdid the... My mum overpaid when we was not in the gymnastics, so I got 3 hours of fun bit just doing there. I went on the bars and actually won.
So you've got good balance, not like your friend.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I was asking Ellie if she can go. You know, remember when she first went? She was too scared.
Yeah,
she's a milk.
Well,
her name is Ellie.
No, it's not.
Then what's your name?
My name's Ellie
Moon.
This is Jimbo.
It's Ellie May, not Ellie.
Ellie May.
No, that's Leah May Newman. I mean, Leah May Harvey.
Leah May Harvey.
Ah.
Oh, you've got the same name. Kind of. May.
Ellie
Wait,
May.
How's your name spelled? How's May spelled in your name?
M-A-Y.
M-A-Y.
M A Y. M A E. Oh, that's a dead one.
Which one's correct?
M A Y.
They're both correct. They're
just
correct.
Not really.
Correct.
Yeah, but her one is a bit disabled. Way.
It's
discombobulated.
Yeah,
it's a bit discombobulated.
But she says her name's
it's
Ellie.
It's a
delinquent. So I call him Jibble.
You're a delinquent.
You are too, mate.
Well, spelling's just spelling, isn't it? It comes from different root forms.
Look at Louis, yeah.